65. Figures, Wayne thought, dashing up the steps. Wex would want me to face the evil version of him, while he gets the easy job. My evil twin probably spent the afternoon drinking. She'll be a snap, especially since she'd gotten her face half blown off earlier in the day. The steps led to a large ballroom with red carpeted floor and no furniture. A skylight kept out the mist above, but for the most part, this was a wide-open room with high ceilings and no obstacles. No cover, either. The two backed away a little as Wayne and Wax charged up the steps, Wax doing a steel-assisted flying leap at the end, because of course he did. Wayne kept his eyes on the woman, pretending he was going to engage her. As soon as he drew close enough, though, he broke to the left and tackled the coin shot. The man cried out in shock as Wayne knocked them both to the carpeted floor.
Ross, his cologne smells terrible.
The man scrambled to get free, but Wayne took hold of his suit coat and clung on. Wayne knew how to fight beside Wax, which translated into knowing how to fight against him. Gotta stay close to Wax, otherwise he'd do something smart, like fly up high and shoot you till you died of it. The man grunted, trying to pry Wayne off, seeming baffled by the whole experience as they wrestled on the ground. Eventually, he put his hand on Wayne's face and leeched him, the bend alloy in Wayne's stomach vanishing. Wayne grappled anyway, trying for a headlock, but the man was strong. Too strong.
You know, Wayne said, you're too handsome to be a copy of Wax. You ought to get a scar or something.
The man tried to seize Wayne's hand and pry it free, but Wayne let go with that hand, then grabbed the man with the other, grinning and staying close.
You miscreant, the man growled. Go and fight Gertruda, as is your task. I must prove myself against Ladrian.
Why?
Wayne said as he tried to get his arm around the man's neck, but also palmed a bit of bend alloy and popped it into his mouth.
Why do you two have this freakish obsession with copying us?
Survival, the man said with a grunt, of those most worthy. Trell demands that her servants prove themselves against adversity, against society, against the roles we take. And when there are several who fit the same slot in life, well, only the strongest can survive and be rewarded.
Rosts, Wayne said, that is one of the most messed up things I've ever heard, mate.
Not Wax pried Wayne's fingers free with pewter-enhanced strength.
It is the way of autonomy. To find our place in the coming pantheon of rulers, we must be the best versions of ourselves. It is not we who are copying you, but you who seek to take the places which are rightfully ours.
Wayne shifted positions, but then felt something tremble on the front of the man's coat. Wayne rolled out of the way as one of the man's buttons, metal evidently, burst free and shot off like a bullet.
Damn, Wayne said, rolling over. Did you steal that button trick from Wax?
The man stood, glaring at Wayne, while pulling a gun from his holster.
Of course you stole it from him, Wayne said. You really are trying to become him. Oh, I thought you weren't as freaky as the not me over there, but you're just more classy about it, eh?
The man started firing, but Wayne tossed up a speed bubble. Anticipating the look of shock on the man's face when he found out that Wayne still had his allomancy, he repositioned. The essential trick to defeating the not Wayne, Wax knew, would be staying close enough to her that she couldn't leverage her speed bubbles. So when Wayne broke left, Wax broke right, surprising the short, squat woman in the bowler hat.
Oi, she said, that's not fair. Fight someone your own size, or at least your own stench.
She tossed up a speed bubble moments before Wax drew close enough to be within its perimeter. From his perspective, she became a blur of motion. Fortunately, he'd worked with Wayne long enough to know what to do. He changed his trajectory and shot the floor with an ordinary bullet. As she came out of the blur, leaping for him, he pushed himself out of the way to avoid getting hit by a dueling cane.
Oi, she said, stand in one place or I can clobber you in a fair-type manner, you rusting sod.
Is that the best you can do?
Wax said, backing away, dodging her strikes but staying close enough to be inside a speed bubble if she made one.
Really, I thought you'd be harder than this.
Stop quoting lines from your wife last night, she snapped, and fight me.
She tossed up another speed bubble, catching Wax, but making it appear that Wayne and the coin shot were frozen mid-conflict. Wayne was wrestling the fellow for some reason.
Whatever. Wax shot the woman as she drew close, but she barely flinched. She seemed to have a lot of health stored up, and that made sense if she'd begun preparing to fight him and Wayne years ago. He jumped back, floating on a slight steel push to the perimeter of the speed bubble, where the air shimmered. He had to separate her from her metal mines. Wax clicked Vindication to a chamber with a haze killer round, though she'd healed from the last one of those he'd hit her with. Where to shoot her? He'd memorized the hemallergy book Death had sent them, but it would be hard to blast her spikes off her, as she would be wearing them deep in her core. Her healing power came from her metal mines, though, and many surgeries embedded those in arms or legs. A pin through the arm bones was easier to recover from than one in the chest, and easier to swap out if required. She growled and dropped the speed bubble, then attacked, clearly trying to get him to dodge too far out. But his years beside Wayne had given him a gut instinct for the precise distance to stay from her, which unfortunately meant he had to stay dangerously close to her attacks. During his next jump to get past her, he had to stay low enough that she was able to get a solid hit on his leg. It didn't break anything, thankfully, but rusts, did it hurt? She saw that and grinned wickedly.
Oh, that pain? That pain is delicious. Get in here. That was just an appetizer.
Wayne stayed wary, putting up a speed bubble and watching the coin shot try to take aim at him. That trick with the button worried Wayne. His remaining stored-up health would probably let him survive a hit or two, but not much more. He felt so exposed.
I have to watch out for that super medal he has, too, Wayne thought. Or, actually, that's probably my best way of beating him.
After gauging the direction the man was swinging his arm as he aimed, Wayne repositioned and dropped the bubble. A series of bangs sounded as the man's shots missed. Then Wayne dodged in from the other direction and tackled him again. This time the man managed to keep his feet. Wayne grunted.
You know, Stinky, can I call you Stinky? I can respect what you're doing. Getting into a man's head to figure out how to beat him? That's good strategy. But...
The man leached away Wayne's bend alloy, then shoved Wayne off and started punching, his face turning red with anger. Wayne dodged the blows, then leaped forward and grabbed him yet again.
But weren't you worried, Wayne continued, about contamination? Wax, you see, isn't a complete waste of a person. Well, you obviously are. So by pretending to be him, you might have accidentally ended up doing something useful.
The man growled, shoving Wayne aside, then fired a few shots. Wayne took one of those, ouch, but managed another hit of bend alloy. That was the key. People expected a man like him to run out of such an expensive metal. But the fellow didn't know. He wasn't merely fighting Wayne, the amiable miscreant. He was fighting Wayne Terraceborn, filthy rich snob with way, way too much money to burn.
You know I can heal, right?
Wayne said after dodging back out of a speed bubble.
Shooting me is kinda stupid. Not if it hurts, the man snapped, though he stopped firing.
Mistake that, letting Wayne talk him out of it. He couldn't know that Wayne was running low on health, but then in general you beat a bloodmaker by making him use up their metal mines. Instead, the man fished in his pocket and brought out a pair of what seemed to be aluminum handcuffs. Wayne swallowed a wisecrack.
That was actually a good idea.
If he could grapple with Wayne for long enough to lock him to something, then get away, he could shoot Wayne full of bullets at his leisure. The only way out would be for Wayne to cut his own hand off. As he was considering, the man gestured at Wayne with the cuffs, which he didn't need to do, but Wayne could admire the nice pose, and released a terrible wave of alimentic strength, one that ripped the carpet up by its staples and sent Wayne tumbling backward.
Rusts. Even his metal mines, embedded beneath the skin of his thighs, felt those blasts.
Still, Wayne had been ready for it. So he pretended to be dazed, but instead watched keenly as the man covertly pulled an aluminum flask from his inner coat pocket and took a hit. Wax had said every time the fellow used that super push, he'd have to replenish his steel.
Now I know where you keep that flask, friend.
With another speed bubble, Wayne rushed in close. The man groaned as, once again, Wayne grabbed onto him.
You annoying little prick, the man snapped.
Oh, mate, Wayne said. You sweet mama's baby.
He pulled in closer. You ain't even big
begun to learn how annoying I can be. I'm supposed to like the pain,
the woman said, circling Wax as they continued their dance, him trying to stay just far enough away from her to avoid being hit, but not so far as to give her a chance to back up and make a speed bubble.
That's something I didn't know about him. Learned it recently, you know. In the tunnel. He likes pain. I have to like pain. Enjoy fear. Savor misery.
Wax didn't reply, focused on keeping the right distance.
Do you know why?
The woman asked, fainting in, making Wax hop backward.
I didn't at first. Freaked me out. I hadn't seen that in him. More I thought, though, the more it made sense. He must like the pain. Otherwise he'd have ended things long ago. It's the only answer that makes any sense.
She lunged, and he dodged a little too far because she broke and threw herself the other direction, rolling to the ground and becoming a blur. Wax cursed, dancing away, noticing something from the corner of his eye that made him feel comfortable backing up. A moment later, his back pressed up against Wayne's.
So, how are things?
Wayne said.
Could be better, Wax replied.
I hear ya, Wayne grumbled, giving them a speed bubble. Wanna try something new? Shake it up?
He waggled one of his dueling canes in his hand.
Sure.
Wayne tossed a dueling cane into the air, and Wax tossed him Vindication, loaded with aluminum bullets.
Ignore the haze killer chambers, Wax said, snatching the cane from the air. Lever on the top activates those.
The bubble dropped, and Wax met Gertruda with dueling cane against dueling cane, a crack of wood nearly as loud as Vindication, as Wayne took a few shots at Dumod. Wax smiled at the sound. It was in some ways silly to enjoy hearing his friend fire the gun, but it wasn't the action that mattered. It was the wound that had finally healed. Wax parried the next set of dueling cane blows. She was better than he was, but this change-up obviously had her confused. She started at him in a more defensive posture, and he was able to briefly fend her off, then deliver a strike on her thigh, looking for where her metal mines were embedded deep under the skin, where allomancers couldn't interfere with them.
Not either thigh, he thought, hitting again.
She, like Wayne, seemed not to mind the hits. Indeed, her eyes flashed with pain at each one, and her smile widened. At the same time, she didn't have the wild sense of pleasure he'd seen from some who truly enjoyed pain. She was trying to brute-force train herself to think like she believed Wayne did. In some ways, that was even more disturbing. She eventually came in more aggressively, and after he took a hit on his side, one that might have bruised a rib, he forced himself to retreat. His arm was still aching from the shrapnel earlier, and rusts he was beginning to wear out. So when Wayne came past him, Wax tossed him the cane back and caught Vindication as Wayne threw it. He'd fired all but the haze killer rounds.
More dodging than hitting,
the woman asked Wax with a yawn.
I don't really mind, as it's fun watching you squirm, but I would rather not waste all night.
Wax needed to try something different, so with steel sight he located a suitable piece of metal, a doorstop by a nearby door. He leaped over and grabbed it, then turned back as the woman came at him in a blur. Time to try something old-fashioned. Wayne landed another grapple on the coin shot. The man had given up burning away Wayne's medals and tried something smart. He took to the air, forcing Wayne to hold on tightly as he dangled. The coin shot fired into the skylight, then they smashed through into the dark, misty air. As they did, a shard of glass sliced the fellow along the arm something fierce.
Huh, Wayne thought. Look at that.
The wound didn't heal. He wasn't a blood maker. So there was some limit on the number of spikes the set could stick in a person. Or maybe Trail slash Telson just didn't want them to be so powerful they could challenge her. Being in the air let Wayne control the fight far less. He really had to hold on, since if he dropped from up here, well, healing that would take basically all Wayne had. The need to hold on with both hands let the guy snap the handcuffs around one of Wayne's wrists. Rusts. Wayne did get a glimpse of the apparatus set up on the rooftop, though, among the construction. It included a long, sleek weapon that looked an awful lot like, well, a sausage. And sausages looked a lot like a fellow's knob. That had to be the rocket, and it hadn't been launched yet, which was a very good sign. Wax's sister stood there among some engineers, wearing jacket and cravat, the mists staying far away from her, like she had an invisible glass bubble. Her waiting with hands clasped behind her back and staring off into the darkness? That seemed a bad sign. The coin shot let them go down lower, then used a push off some apparatus to jerk them forward, then another push sent them backward. The jarring motion dislodged Wayne, who dropped with a grunt of annoyance to the rooftop. Not far enough to need much healing, but still. Damn, damn, damn. Well, if the fellow was going to fight dirty, Wayne could do the same. Granted, Wayne would fight dirty anyway, but he felt better about it in moments like this. He ran toward the broken skylight where hopefully he could drop down to help Wax fight Gertruda. Wax used the metal doorstop like a bludgeon, pushing it at the woman. She dodged by instinct, as something that large would hurt more than a bullet. Wax leaped over her as she rolled, then he pushed the doorstop toward her again, hitting her in the arm and snapping bones. She growled, agony breaking through her facade. It made her stumble and slow momentarily as she waited to heal, which let Wax reposition and shove the doorstop straight into her foot, shattering bones there, too. It bounced to the side, and he used a push to soar in that direction, grab it, and shoot it again. By then, she'd healed and managed to get out of the way, but this weapon made her keep dodging. Whenever she was distracted, or the bludgeon fell far enough away to be awkward retrieving immediately, he hit her with a bullet pushed from his fingers. He didn't pause to reload, he just kept beating her down. Her quips trailed off. He grabbed a chunk of metal from the broken skylight and used that too. He kept throwing things at her, relentless, a flurry of steel she had to dodge or be slowed by pain and healing. Soon she seemed more angry than anything else, and she kept trying to find a way to engage him directly. Wax didn't let her. He cut the woman on one side, then the other. Then he delivered a bullet directly into her arm and caught sight of a glimmer of metal. The wound healed over in a moment, but he knew what he'd seen. Her metal mind. A second later, Wayne came thumping down from above, breathing heavily and muttering under his breath. Wax reached out and had his fingers in the right place to be inside the bubble when it appeared. Since any part of your body touching the perimeter would work to hold you in it, with that brush of the fingertips, he was able to step in and join Wayne.
"Mate," Wayne said, "fighting you is rusting hard."
"Likewise," Wax said.
"It's fun, though," Wayne noted. "He's real annoyed."
"Well," Wax said, "I'll admit I've often wanted an excuse to shoot someone short with an exaggerated accent wearing a bowler hat." Wayne eyed him. "It's the oddest thing," Wax said. "Can't rightly say what causes it. Instinct, I guess."
"I wear a coachman's hat," Wayne grumbled, shaking his hand, which had a handcuff on it. "It's different."
He took a deep breath, then pointed toward the sky where Dumaud was hiding in the mists.
"I need to draw him back down. Shall we?"
Wax nodded, and as the speed bubble dropped, they both made for the woman. This drew the coin shot's attention, as he couldn't afford to let his ally be double-teamed. He landed back on the carpet, then released a barrage of pushed bullets. As he did, Wax tossed Wayne a chunk of metal, then used a careful push to separate the two of them. The bullets soared through the space between them. Wax turned back to the woman as his push had put him closest to her. She had healed from the hits she'd received, but she appeared to be slowing, gasping for breath, covered in sweat.
He knew that feeling. He ached in a dozen places, and even the adrenaline from the fight was fading before the exhaustion of an entire day spent racing a deadline. He raised Vindication, Hazekiller round chambered. "Can you at least tell me why?" he said. "Why are you so fixated on imitating him? This goes further than trying to know your enemy."
She drew in a ragged breath.
"You ever been nothing done shot?"
Before he could reply, she shook her head.
"No. You've always been somebody. Had two names. Even when you ran, you still had the money, the knowledge, a life spent knowing that you were in charge of yourself. Running away was a luxury for someone like you."
She paused, flipping one of her dueling canes and catching it.
"Well, we don't all have that. Some of us, we take the chances we're given, and becoming someone we're not, well, that's tempting."
Wax kept the gun on her.
"Walk away. I don't know you, but I can promise you this. They've lied to you. Trell, the Set, they've lied. You are somebody, and someone out there misses you.
She grinned.
They said you'd get into our heads. They said it. But see, I'm smarter than you think. I got into your heads first.
She came running at him. Wax turned vindication a fraction of a degree and pulled the trigger, delivering the haze killer round into her right shoulder. The secondary blast came a moment later, ripping her arm clean off. She lurched to a stop, gaping at the wound. It didn't heal, as that arm had held the metal mind that stored her healing. She might have another metal mind elsewhere, having several was smart, but if so, he'd forced her to use enough healing to drain it, because the arm didn't heal. The wound was gruesome, but not as bad as one might imagine. Head wounds bled a ton, but if you separated a limb, well, it was awful, yet there was always less blood than he expected. She looked to him, almost pleading, but kept running at him. So with a sigh, he tossed a bullet in the air and delivered it into her head with a surgical push. Her body dropped. Wax sighed, feeling wrung out. Now, where had Wayne run off to? The coin shot raised his hand toward Wayne, preparing to do his trick with a super push again. Wayne braced himself, then got pushed back into a heap, barely raising a speed bubble in time. He glanced up and saw a bullet inching through the air about a finger's width from the edge of the bubble. He rolled aside as it broke through the barrier, deflecting in the process, and went zipping past him. Right. Okay. He gritted his teeth and launched forward, dropping the speed bubble and charging the fellow. Not Wax was expecting this, of course. Wayne had pulled this trick multiple times. The guy flung out some bullets, which Wayne dodged. Resigned, Not Wax raised a hand to begin grappling Wayne, who hit him square in the face with a dueling cane instead, smashing his nose. The man cursed and backed up, bloodied.
Yeah, Wayne said. That's better. Not so pretty anymore.
The man howled, raising his gun. Wayne slapped the free side of the handcuffs down on the man's wrist. The coin shot, bleeding from both face and arm, gaped at this. Then, after letting out a howl of rage and frustration, he pushed them into the air with a powerful force. Exactly as Wayne had hoped, though the force of the launch nearly ripped his arm out of its socket. He dangled off the fellow, then grabbed on and climbed his body, holding his coat as they shot high, high, high into the air, up through the mists in an incredible steel push, going many times the height Wax could have managed with the same metal. That super metal, Duralumin it had been called, was really something.
You know, Wayne said over the howling wind, your problem is that you specialized too much.
The man grabbed Wayne by the throat, no longer bothering with the guns. They continued to rise, then exploded from the top of the mists into a land bathed in starlight.
You did everything you could to learn to fight Wax, Wayne said, but you didn't train to defeat me. That says you've been too single-minded. You should pick up a hobby or something.
They finally crested the height of the push and began to drop. As they hit the mists again, the man shoved Wayne free, leaving him to dangle by the handcuff. With his other hand, Not Wax reached into the inside pocket of his jacket. He came out with a yellow handkerchief, a bunny sewn in the corner.
I suggest, Wayne called up to him, taking up pickpocketing. It's rustin' useful.
And with that, Wayne tossed the man's aluminum flask full of metals away into the darkness. The man watched it go, his eyes widening in horror. The wind picked up again as they fell. The man scrambled, searching his body frantically.
No others, Wayne shouted. Too bad.
Not Wax reached for Wayne as the two of them plummeted, his eyes bloodshot and enraged. But fallen. It happened fast. Faster and faster the more you did it. Wayne had always wondered why that was.
Hey! Wayne shouted. When you meet death!
They crashed through the skylight, then slammed to the floor with a crunch. All went black. A few minutes later, Wayne blinked open his eyes and groaned. The healing he'd stored had been enough. Barely. He rolled over and looked at the coin shot's crumpled, broken body.
Oh, man, he muttered.
We dropped too fast. I didn't get to say my awesome line.
He found the keys to the handcuffs in the man's pocket and unlocked himself. Ruin, his body hurt. He'd have bruises something fierce in the morning. The metal mind had repaired the worst parts first and saved him from dying, but it hadn't been enough for anything more than an economy class type healing, and now he was all tapped out.
When you see death, Wayne said, kicking the corpse in the side, tell him he owes me 50 clips.
He wandered over to Wax, who had removed the metal mines from the disembodied arm of the woman who absolutely was not a clone of Wayne. Taking those out was smart. There were stories of compounding bloodmakers regrowing a whole damn body from a limb that got ripped off.
We should remove their spikes, too, Wayne said, just in case. Let's stop the bomb first.
Your sister is up there, Wayne warned, with that rocket thing ready to shoot off.
Right then, Wax said. They crossed the room to the skylight.
Why'd you keep so close to fight? Wayne asked. You should have stayed up high. Best way to fight someone, maybe a little like me, in purely superficial ways.
I couldn't. She would have run out the time. I needed to stay in close, force her to engage me.
Huh. Well, maybe both of them had wanted things personal this time. They positioned themselves in the center of the room, ready for Wax to grab a hold and launch them both up into the open skylight, toward the mist, which cascaded down like a ghostly waterfall. But Wax paused.
Mate? Wayne asked.
Still staring up, Wax fished in his pocket, then brought out a small earring, shaped like a bent nail. A religious icon for a Pathian, but to him, so much more. He rarely put it in, except when he had to. Tonight, he hooked it into his ear, and then whispered something.